Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Chof Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Revi, Halacha Beis, in the beginning of the Gemara, immediately after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Paro V'Seir, the Mishnah referred to the Paro Adumo and the Seir Mishtalech. We mentioned the Zloshan Shazahiris, which is the ribbon they use for the Paro Adumo, and that's all coming from the money of Trumas Alishkos. It says the Gemara, B'Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rav Yenison, there's three ribbons. Shel Seir, the one that goes in Seir Mishtalech, that's Pesela. It had the weight of a Sela, or it was worth a Sela. Shel Mitzoyra, the one that Mitzoyra uses, B'Shekel, it's worth a Shekel. V'Shel Par Aduma, B'Shtei Sloy. Rav Chunyo de Bras Chavran, Rav Chunyo from Beis Charon, and Rav Bobar Zad V'Shem Shirin B'Chalavto, they say Shel Par is B'Shtei Sloy Mumechza. Not two Sloy and a half. These the Mafkin Lishna Basura Zuz. Some say instead of two Sloim and a half, they say 10 Zuz, which is the same worth, because every Sela is 4 Zuz, so 2.5 Sela is 10 Zuz. Continues the Gemara to say what we use the money that we have in Hegdish. Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, Temichachomim, Amelamdim, Mesakrihanim, Hilchus Shchito. Temichachomim to teach the Krihanim, the Alochas of how to shech the Korban. Hilchus Kabbalah, the Alochas of Kabbalah, how to receive the blood of the Korban. Or Hilchus Riko, the Alochas of how to throw the blood. Noitlim schorim with Truma Salishka, they take money in Truma Salishka. Truma Salishka gains the money, they did a Truma Maxis a Shekel, and that money went for Kurbanis and anything associated with the Kurbanis. So all these halachas they need to know is all part of the Kurbanis. Haritzu Baradifo B'Shem Avemi, Mevakri Mume Kochim, the ones that check the blemishes of an animal to make sure there's no blemish on the animal. Noitlim schorim with Truma Salishka, they also take their money from Truma Salishka. Ravacho, Ravtanchum, Barchio B'Shem Rasmaloi, Megi Sefer Hazor, the ones that check the Sefer Torah and the Hazor to make sure there's no mistakes over there. Noidim Schar and Chuvas Alishka, they also take the money from Chuvas Alishka. Continues one of Chosain and Udbeis, Gidul, Barminyomim, Mishem Ravasi, Shnei Dayonik Zeilo, Istodim Schar and Chuvas Alishka. The Dayonik Zeilos, there's two Dayonim that deal all the halachas of Zeilos, they also take with Chuvas Alishka. It's all part of the Hegdish, which is the main usage of the Beis Hamikdash and everything associated with that, they all take it with Chuvas Alishka. Shmuel Amar Shmuel adds Noshim Orgois Vaparoiches, the woman that prepared the paroiches, the ones that weave it. Noidim Schorim Mitchumas Alishko, they also take the money for Mitchumas Alishko. Avchuno Omar Mitchumas Bedek Abayis. Avchuno says no, that takes a Bedek Abayis. What's Bedek Abayis? Bedek Abayis is the money that you use to build whatever needs to be built in Beis Hamikdash. So the paroiches is part of that. Says the Gemara Mau Polig, what's exactly the machlekes? Shmuel avod lo ke korban. Shmuel treats the paroiches like a korban. It's part of the avodah. The avodah you need in Beis Hamikdash. Rav Chunah avod lo ke binyan. He says no, it's part of the building. So you can take it from Bedek Abayis. Says the Gemara Rav Chizkio Tana Rav Yudo Gargaros. That's his name. What did he say? Ktoyves v'chol korbanos atzibur bayim mitruma salishko. All the korbanos and including the ktoyves, it's also considered to be a korban and it comes to mitruma salishko. Mizbeach Azov, the Kol Klei Shoris, all the Kalim, including Mizbeach Azov. Mizbeach Azov, even though it's a Mizbeach, but it's not connected to the ground, so it's considered to be a Kli. They all come, they come from the leftover of Nesachim, which we'll see in the next daf, what's exactly the leftover of the Nesachim. Mizbeach Oilo, Ha'echo, the Azoris, Mizbeach in the outside, in the Azorah, and the Heichol and the Azoris, which is all considered to be the building. Paim Mishiyori Lishka, they come from the leftovers of the Lishka, the Shiraim, the leftover. It's not the actual Truma, it's a Shiraim that you use it for these things. Chutz La'azoros, whatever is outside of the Azoros, that considered to be Beis Hamikdash itself. Paim Lishka's Bedek Abayis, that considered to be Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis means all the household needs. That goes even the things that are outside from the Ikar Hamikdash. Says the Gemara about Tani, but we learned Avni Mizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, Hayichal Ve'azoros, Moyalim Behem, there's Mi'ilo. If someone misused it, he's Oiver Mi'ilo. V'chiyesh Mi'ilo B'Shiraim. You say that this comes with the Shiraim, meaning they did the Truma, put the money for the Truma for the Korbanis, and the leftover, that's what they use for the Mizbeach and for the Hayichal and for the Azara. So it's coming from Shiraim. There's no Mi'ilo in Shiraim. The Mi'ilo is only before you did the Truma. Says the Gemara, I look at Meir there. Meir Amar Moyalim B'Shiraim. If we saw earlier, Meir disagrees, he holds it is Mi'ilo B'Shiraim. Why does Rameh hold this Mi'ilo B'Shiraim? Because he holds if you don't have enough money by Truma, if the Truma is finished, so then you take money from Shiraim. So Shiraim will be used for Korbanos, therefore there's still Mi'ilo over there. Says the Gemara, Omar, Chimna Klum, Omar, Rameh, Elibotuch Shnasoi. Even Rav Meir agrees only in the first year that you could still use the money of Shirayim for Karbonis. Now we're talking after the year. Why? Because within the year, I'm not going to use it for Karbonis, for the Mizbeach, because I need to keep the money. Maybe I'll need it for a carbon. So we're talking after the year. After the year, there's no Me'ila. So what's Shad? You have Me'ila in the Mizbeach and the Avonim of the Hechel. So the Torah stays with the question. It doesn't go even according to our Meir. Why do you have Me'ila if you're using it from Shirayim? Continues the Gemara and says, Chizkiyo Tanya of Yudo Gorgoris. Another thing he said, the name of Yudo Gorgoris. Hashulchon, which is the shulchan where you put the lechem, ve'aminoyro, where you light the candles, ve'amizbochois, and the two mizbeachs, ve'aparoiches, me'akvim es ha'korban divrei Meir. If you don't have that, you cannot bring a korban. They all need to be there and all to be intact in order to bring a korban. Ve'choyim oyimim ein lecho me'akev es ha'korban el ha'kior ve'akan b'vad. Ve'choyim say, no, only the kior that you wash your hands with and the kan, which the kior is standing on it, as the base that the kior is on it, that's the only thing you need when you bring a korban. Didn't we learn that there's a sheet that says, whenever it says noichach, so you need it for the korban. If it says tzela, it's not me'akev. The menoyre says noichach, noichach shulchan. So that you need. But the tzela, which says shulchan, it's al tzela tzofoin, that's not me'akev. Toma shul banach b'shavyen yisra, if you tzela me'akev, he holds even tzela me'akev. Simo refers to the Oren and Pareches that says Deva Yosim. So you're saying that nothing is Me'akev except the Kir and Kana. How does this work with all these Mandomer in the hold that some of the Kalim B'Samingdush you needed there in order for the Korban to be kosher? Says Gemara, the Avoyde B'Frim, there you need Kalim. There's a Bechleks exactly which one, but you need other Kalim. But avoid the shebachut, the avoid that you do outside of the heichot, that you do in the mizbeach achitzoin, there, chacham yol, the only thing you need, you're required to have, is the kir vekanoi, is the kir that you wash your hands from, and the base that holds it. With this, we conclude, Yushal Mishkolim Dav Chof Zayin.